The 98th running of the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, just days away now, comes up on August 30th. Joining me on KRDO's Newsline, Mr. Paul Dallenbach, driving a 2006 PVA 03 Dallenbach Special Open Wheel category. And Paul, you hail from Basalt, Colorado, and you consider yourself a native.
Pretty much, yeah. Been here going on 46 years now. So moved from New Jersey when I was 7 years old. My dad won the California 500 in the IndyCar race in 1973, and he kind of took his portion of the prize money and bought a ranch, and we moved out. So that was how we got out here.
Yeah, you've taken that career and parlayed it into something very, very special. How many times on the mountain for you?
This is I believe it's the 26th year running, not consecutive years, mostly in open wheel. There's been a couple times where I was in, the first year I did it was in a rally class. That was back in 1989. And then I did the time attack class in 2013.
And you've earned a very, very special privilege this year. Tell us where we can see you featured.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough and they put me on the cover of the program, picture of my helmet, me in the car, really cool. 98, my car number's 98, 98th running, so it was a good fit for the hill climb to do, and sure is an honor. I was just joking with my friends saying, oh, I finally get on the program and nobody's going to be at the race. So you can order one at the PPIHC website and still pick it up. But it's a cool program. I have a copy of it, and it's they did a really good job.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it in person. Now, you have also claimed another distinction, and it is three times you've been awarded this distinction. Tell us about that.
Yeah, three times King of the Mountain. Once I was co-King of the Mountain with Robbie Unser, since there was a weather issue, and he made it to the top and we made it halfway. But the first year I won overall was in 93, and that year was the year I broke the overall record, Harry Vatanen's record, which was a huge surprise upset, and it was one of the best moments of my life, and just hooked me to keep coming back more and more.
Your side hustle, Paul, you do a little driving in a couple of places where we might even have seen you.
Yeah, well, I do car commercials mostly. Also did some films. I've done one of the Fast and Furiouses, Fast and Furious 4, did Need for Speed, The Watcher, and then I did Bad Boys 3, and then Ford versus Ferrari, which was a lot of fun. And
your dad is Wally Dallenbach, and he is of IndyCar fame from back in the day.
Yeah, he was started driving IndyCars in the mid-60s and all the way through the 70s, and then became the IndyCar chief steward, or the CART chief steward, when from 1980 all the way through, I think the early, 2002 or three. And then my brother, who is Wally Jr., and he's more of a NASCAR, known for his NASCAR stuff, even though he's done Pikes Peak a couple times, and he's won the open wheel title in 2007 in actually the car I'm driving now. It's not the same. I mean, if you look at it, it's a different car because we've changed our car to be more asphalt compatible. Mm-hmm. But back then he drove it when it was, probably 50-50 dirt.
And you're running a new engine this year.
Yeah, we're running, we've always run kind of a sprint car motor, a 410 small block Chevy, kind of our go-to. And this year we're taking a blast from the past. It's a V6 Buick IndyCar engine. We normally ran an IndyCar with a single turbo. We put two turbos on it.
You're listening to the voice of Paul Dallenbach. He's driving the 2006 PVA-03 Dallenbach Special in the open wheel category. Cannot wait to see you zipping up the mountain this year, Paul.
Thank you. I can't wait to be there.
Absolutely. Paul, thank you for spending a few minutes with us here on KRDO, and best wishes for a successful race this year.
Thank you very much.